With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. After a long journalism career, Ward just switched to fiction and is now a recognized master of the political novel. Much of his new book, Jack Gantz, is set in Chicago.
Well, I am definitely one of those characters that they call a Chicago boy. You don't call anybody a New York boy or a San Francisco boy, but somehow you say Chicago boy.
In the late 1950s, Ward Just landed a job at Newsweek and later at the Washington Post. His coverage of the Vietnam War was an experience that led to an obsession about the conflict and to his first novel, Soldier of the Revolution.
I wrote it in 3 months. I can hardly write a letter today in 3 months, but I wrote this novel in 3 months. And it's a first novel. It's what it is, you know, you're sort of trying to learn the trade.
The book prompted him to quit the Washington Post in 1970 to write full-time. Ward Just says that unlike novel writing, newspaper writing is like a Bach fugue.
You must follow the notes absolutely, strictly. You can vary the tempo a little bit, but you must follow the notes, which is to say, the facts. A novel is kind of a jazz band.
Houghton Mifflin has published Ward Just's masterful novel, Jack Gantz, a tale of the personal and public life of a young man who falls in with the Democratic machine in Chicago. Ward Just has noticed another difference between daily journalism and novel writing.
The gratification from it is so delayed. It's 2 years between applause, and sometimes you don't get the applause.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The latest of Ward Just's 12 books is a novel, Jack Gantz.
The book begins in whatever the hell year it is, 1943, 1944. Jack Gantz is a young boy, 8-year-old boy, on this flat lake in Wisconsin, fishing.
With that benign beginning and an exploration of Jack's relationship with his father, who is imprisoned for tax evasion, Ward Just's book jumps to the Chicago of the late 50s. Jack Gantz works with a local Democratic machine and learns the meaning of power.
Anybody who knows Chicago, I would hope, you know, as they get into, say, chapters 2, 3, 4, and 5 in that book, that it is absolutely recognizable. They know exactly where they are, and I would like to think that's not because the place names are right or the streets are right, but because the language evokes the spirit of the place, the way people talk to each other.
In the book, Jack Gantz is swept into a mid-level job in Kennedy's Camelot.
This tremendous, dramatic change from those Republican businessmen of the Eisenhower administration, all of a sudden yielding to this glamour, Harvard professors and all the rest, and how a young Midwesterner would react to that world.
Jack Gantz is not a perfect hero, sleeping as he does with other men's wives, but he is idealistic and announces his candidacy for the U.S. Senate.
The thing that drives him into candidacy is the decline of the Midwest, and he is appalled by it. The Rust Belt, the terrible racial tensions.
Ward Just's serious book about people in politics is Jack Gantz, published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Ward Just is the product of a newspaper family in Illinois. He says that as he gets older, he becomes increasingly interested in the Midwest of the 1940s and 50s. A good portion of Just's novel, Jack Gantz, covers that period. The main character in the book is a witness to the decline of the Midwest, the Rust Belt, and the increased racial tensions in Chicago.
Jack is a true dyed-in-the-wool Midwesterner in Chicago, is horrified by what he sees and seems to think that somehow he has a debt to the region.
Which prompts Jack to run for the Senate. Finishing the book, the reader wants to know what happens next to Jack Gantz.
Funny, I thought about a sequel, and then my wife and I moved to Paris 2.5 years ago. I've become so fascinated with the expatriate community in Paris that I'm working on something with that now. I may come back to Jack in the future. There's more to be told.
Ward Just decided to become an expatriate after a stint as writer-in-residence at the prep school Andover in Massachusetts. Paris seemed to be right because Ward Just knew many people there as a result of his own days as a foreign correspondent for the Washington Post and Newsweek.
It treats somebody like me who's really is an inside man, I mean, who sort of sits around at a typewriter all day long, wonderfully kindly. I know of no city that's easier and more agreeable to live in than Paris.
Ward Just is the author of 2 books of nonfiction and 10 novels. His latest highly praised work of fiction is Jack Gantz, published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.